KCH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Nearly 13,000 workers striking at three auto plants in three states as the United Auto Workers Union and the big three U.S. automakers have yet to reach a deal. Priscilla Bell is among the workers who walked off the job and says it's time for higher pay and better working hours.
This is our hard-earned work out here, and you're taking all the credit for it, and that's not fair.
President Biden has sent his acting labor secretary to Michigan to try and hammer out a deal. Federal prosecutor is now asking a federal court for a gag order over former President Trump to limit what he can say about his pending election conspiracy case. Following outcry over a letter he wrote in support of actor and convicted rapist Danny Masterson, Ashton Kutcher has resigned from the board of an anti-child sex abuse organization. Kutcher has also apologized for the letter on social media. Hurricane Lee picking up steam as it heads closer to the northeast U.S. Tropical storm warnings issued from Massachusetts to Maine. This is ABC News. New Mexico's governor moderating her recent order restricting where people can carry guns in and around Albuquerque, as the order has received pushback, including from some in her own party.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's public health order, which banned all open and concealed carry in Albuquerque, came under fire even from her fellow Democrats, who said she cannot pause the Constitution. A court has blocked the rule from taking place, but now the governor is modifying her public health order to ban all guns only in public parks and playgrounds.
Where we know we've got high risk of kids and families.
Among those against the governor's original order, the NRA, which has filed a lawsuit. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Representative Steve Scalise returning to the U.S. Capitol this week for the first time since he was diagnosed with a type of blood cancer. The number two House Republican telling reporters Thursday that his chemotherapy treatment is underway and that it will continue while he works in Congress. Mark Remillard. ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change, is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Whoever was excited, then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.